Good evening. Hello. I hope you had a really good day. It's Nanny Kate back again with another story. This one is also dedicated to Dylan and Rory, and this is a continuation of last night's story about our three friends going on an adventure. So, we were up to the part where the three friends were still in the boat and something had fallen out of the pipe. Could you guess what it was? It was a map. Key screamed really loud again. It's a map. JJ grabbed it really quickly and opened it up, folded it out, and it started to thunderstorm and rain, wetting the map. It smudged part of the area that they really needed to see. But thankfully, John P was driving the boat as fast as he could. After he'd pulled in the anchor, he was driving the boat really, really fast to get to cover. There was a really big jacaranda tree hanging over the bank, and they ducked in there quickly, opened up the map, held the big yellow raincoat over the three of their heads, and all leaned in looking at the map. They could see a red X. Now we all know what that means, don't we? X marks the spot. But this map was very confusing, and they weren't quite sure how to read it properly. So they took it back into the shack. They walked on the boardwalk all the way to the white door, opened it up. There were two windows at the front of the shack that faced the water. They were only small, and they closed the blinds just so nobody else could see in, because they weren't too sure if this map was going to lead them to treasure, so they didn't want anyone stealing it off them. They could hear a bunch of seagulls outside, and somebody had been sitting having a picnic and thrown all of their hot chips on the ground, all their leftovers, and the seagulls were having a bit of a party. The noise was getting louder and louder, and they couldn't understand why. But it was because there were some kids down on the grass throwing so many hot chips at the seagulls, and the seagulls were squawking and doing backflips in the air catching chips. Key said, "It's not time to watch out the window like that, JJ. You need to concentrate. He had to stop laughing and start to concentrate and help his friends. So they worked together and they brainstormed. They were sitting around an old wooden table on teal-coloured velvet chairs, brainstorming, when all of a sudden they heard the door slam. It was JJ's dad. He was back from his night shift, truck driving. They quickly folded up the map. Not that they thought he was going to take it or anything, just that they really wanted to just keep it to themselves for now. So they folded it up. And they did look a bit suspicious when they did that. But because JJ's dad was so tired from his night shift, he didn't really notice, and he just decided to go to bed. "Phew," said Key. "That was a close one." "Since when did you turn into an American?"
"We've all turned American.
Oh my goodness. How is our voice changing?" said Key.
"Yeah, like my voice, the way I'm speaking is a bit American, and it's half American and it's all scrambled. I wonder if this has got anything to do with the map.
Part of my accent is sounding very Australian, and then the other half is sounding really, really proper in English. And then, oh gosh, I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm getting so confused," said JJ.
Whoa, man, this map is really, really crazy. John P. was blown away by this. "It's changing our voice. It has the ability to change. Has it got the ability to change our voice, our accent? And what happens if it changes our thoughts?"
Whoa. Incredible. Huh. They were just standing around a little bit dumbfounded. They didn't know what to think. So they packed it back up again. They keep opening it up, packing it away, opening it up, packing it away. I'm not sure if they know if they're coming or they're going. Gee whiz. Whiz bang pop. Now I know you're going to like that, Dylan and Rory.
Gee willikers, jeepers, creepers, holy badooly, goodness gracious me, oh my golly gosh.
Now, was that Nanny Kate saying all of that, or do you think that the three friends also said those silly funny words? I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow night, I guess. I really hope you had a good day. Today is Friday, and it's Friday afternoon. I hope you enjoyed your story tonight. We're heading into the weekend. I hope you have a really great weekend. Hanging out at home, spending time together, and don't forget to brush your teeth. Okay, I love you. Daisy says good night.